The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter number 14, Text number 4, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari, recorded on April 2nd, 2011, in Vrindavan, India.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter number 14, The Story of King Vena. Text number 4. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Te Vasudevaya. Sa Avrudha Nripa Stana Unadha Ashta Vibhutibi Avamene Mahabhagan Dabdha Sambhavita Svata. Sa Arudha Nripastana Unadhosta Vibhutibi Avamene Mahabhagan Stamda Sambhavitasvata Sa Arudha Nripastana Unadhosta Vibhutibi Avamene Mahabhagan Tanda Sambhavitasvata. Sa King Vena Avrudha ascended to Nripastana, the seat of the king. Unadha, very proud. Ashta. Eight. Vibhutibi. By opulences. Avamene. Began to insult. Mahabhagam. Great personalities. Stabdha. Inconsiderate. Sambhavita. Considered great. Svata, by himself. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the king ascended to the throne, he became all powerful with eight kinds of opulences. Consequently, he became too proud. By virtue of his false prestige, he considered himself to be greater than anyone. Thus he began to insult great personalities. Report. In this verse, the word Ashtavibhutibhi, meaning by eight opulences, is very important. The king is supposed to possess eight kinds of opulences. By dint of mystic yoga practice, kings generally acquired these eight opulences. These kings were called Rajarshis, kings who were also great sages. By practicing mystic yoga, a Rajarshi could become smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest, and get whatever he desired. A Vajarshi could also create a kingdom, bring everyone under his control, and rule everyone. These were some of the opulences of a king. King Vena, however, was not practiced in yoga, but he became very proud of his royal position nonetheless. Because he was not very considerate, he began to misuse his power and insult great personalities. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jada Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatanvita Tam Sajiva Sadvaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha So, as we can see from this verse, to have a big position is a very dangerous thing. Why? Because one can think, I'm very big, I'm very great. And what does he do? He insults great personalities. And what happens if you insult great personalities? What is that called? Vaishnava Aparadha. If one commits Vaishnava Aparadha, that is the worst thing. It is called Hati Mata. Hati means elephant and Mata means mad. If a mad elephant comes tromping into your garden, what happens to your plants? They are finished. So what is that plant we are trying to cultivate? It is called Bhakti Lata, the devotional creeper. So if a mad elephant comes tromping into the garden of our heart, our devotional service is finished. Therefore, if one has a very big position, one has to be very careful. Very, very careful. Lord Chaitanya said, I don't need any position. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I just need bhakti, that's all. I don't even need moksha. I don't even need liberation. All I need is devotional service. Actually, what is the need for liberation? If one is engaged in devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, Iha yasha harer dashe karmana manasagara nikalasvap yavastasu jivan muktasa uchite. One who is engaged in devotional service with body, mind, and word is already considered to be liberated in any material condition of life. He is liberated. So if you are liberated, what is the needed position? In this material world, everyone is going after a position, name, fame, profit, adoration, distinction. Everyone wants position. But for one who is liberated, you see, what does liberation mean? Does it mean merging into Brahman? And for some, they think that. But Bhagavatam says that is a mental concoction. Vimukti manina. It is simply a concocted thing. To merge in Brahman is a so-called liberation. One thinks oneself liberated, but actually the only real liberation is devotional service. That's the only actual liberation. What do you get when you actually come to devotional service? When you actually become the pure devotee, what do you get? You get Krishna. And if you have Krishna, you have everything. If you have Krishna, you cannot be lacking in anything. Therefore, those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, they're not interested in anything except Krishna. It's the only thing they're interested in. More Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna. I want more Krishna. More Krishna, more Krishna. It's all they want. They don't want anything else. If I want something besides Krishna, what is that called? Karma Mishra Bhakti. I may get that other thing, but what will be the result? I won't get Krishna. I may desire followers, I may desire name and fame and prestige, I may get those, but I won't get Krishna. So what is the use of having a big position if I don't get Krishna? You may get a big position, but will you keep it? No. You may get power, you may get wealth, you may get a beautiful wife, but will you keep? No. Anything you may get besides Krishna, it will slip through your fingers in due course of time. Therefore, those who are intelligent, they're not interested in anything else. Tasyaiva heto priyate to kovido na labhyate yad brahmatam upariyada. They are not interested in anything else. Simply, I want Krishna. The beauty of Krishna. Of course, there are unlimited beauties of Krishna. But one of the beauties of Krishna is there is unlimited Krishna. You can have all of Krishna to yourself. There's so much of him. It's like the queens in Dwarka. Every queen had Krishna completely to herself. Totally. Krishna was totally, fully hers. You see. That is one of Krishna's opulences. That means you can have, you can own Krishna completely, totally. He can completely be yours. But what is the qualification to get Krishna fully and completely yours? Ananyaschandiyantomam yejana priyapasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. And Prabhupada explains in one lecture that Krishna personally delivers to your door whatever you need. He gives you everything. Whatever you need, Krishna personally gives. So who is qualified for such VIP treatment? Only that person who exclusively loves Krishna. Krishna is a jealous lover. He wants all of your love. Krishna does not want to share your love with anyone else, not with your wife, not with your husband, not with anything else. Krishna wants all of your love completely, totally. If you keep anything back, Krishna will see, oh, you're keeping this back. You're not giving me this part of your love. Cheater, rascal. Don't try to cheat Krishna. He's the supreme cheater. You can't cheat Krishna. He can see exactly what you're holding back. Krishna is very kind also. If you make that endeavor thinking, well, I'm a fallen rascal, what can I do? Krishna, help me, I'm trying to love you. Please, Krishna, help me, I'm trying to love you. If you make that sincere endeavor, Krishna will reciprocate like anything. He will reciprocate like anything with anybody who makes that endeavor to love him. He's so kind. He's so merciful. He's so kind. Just that tiny little endeavor you make, he will appreciate. It's like that little spider, you know. Hanuman was putting the big boulders in the Indian Ocean to build the bridge to Lanka, and the little spider, he was putting the dust. Hanuman said, what do you think you're doing here? Get out of the way. Ram said, what are you talking about, Hanuman? He's doing as much service as you are. So you don't have to be a big, big Hanuman to please the Lord, you see. You simply have to be a sincere servant. That's all. But my dear Lord, please accept my service. I know I'm not qualified to serve you. I know I'm an incompetent, nitwit, Kali Yugite, Manda Sumanda Matiyo. I know I have all the bad qualities, my Lord, but please be kind upon me. Please let me serve you. Please, Krishna. If we make this sincere attempt, then Krishna will reciprocate. Ye yata mong prapadyante thangs tataiva bhajam yaham mamabhard manu vartante manusha parasa sarvasha. He will reciprocate. 10 times over he will reciprocate. If we take 1 step towards Krishna, he will take 10 steps towards us. Now that has to be a good deal. Just imagine if you're an investor. If there was an investment where you get 10 times return, you put down $1, you get 10 back. You put down 10, you get 100 back. Put down 100, you get 1,000 back. Put down 1,000, you get 10. You'd be a multi-billionaire within, after a few exchanges. You see. Well, Krishna is a better investment. Give your love to Krishna. And then when Krishna reciprocates your love, reciprocate without reciprocation of love. And when he reciprocates without reciprocation of love, you reciprocate with that, and Krishna reciprocates more. And this way, quickly, quickly, one can come to the transcendental platform beyond the modes of material nature. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati Samaksaveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Quickly you can come to that platform. Beyond the modes of material nature. And on that platform, then pure devotional service becomes manifested. So, we should endeavor for that pure devotional service. We should make the endeavor to become the pure devotee of Krishna. Sarva padiva nirmuktam tat paradvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uttama. We should try to come to that platform. One should become free from all material designations. I'm not man, I'm not woman, I'm not brahmachari, I'm not grihastha, I'm not American, I'm not Indian. The first thing is kick out these false bodily conceptions. Stop identifying with that body. That's the first thing. One should become cleansed then of all the dirt within the heart. And then he should be restored to his original pure identity in which he engages his senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses. That is called pure devotional service. So our most wonderful Srila Prabhupada, he has given us this process. We can easily become free of material designations. We can become cleansed of all the dirt in the heart that has been accumulated for millions and millions of lifetimes. And we can become restored to our original pure identity, jivaras of Rupa Hare Krishnara Nityadat. All we have to do is take advantage of Prabhupada's mercy. It's all we have to do. Take advantage of the wonderful kindness and His divine grace. Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Jokacharja Astatarajadashi Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. It's all we have to do. Take advantage of that wonderful mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Read his books, follow his books, distribute his books, live his books, think his books, everything. Connected with the wonderful teachings of Prabhupada. Our every thought, our every word, our every deed, in all times, all places, in all circumstances. If we will dovetail them with the wonderful, merciful instructions of Srila Prabhupada, then the material nature will not be able to touch us. One gentleman just wrote me, he has a position as an assistant manager in a multinational corporation. But the atmosphere, the dog-eat-dog corporate atmosphere is so disturbing to him. He's taken a leave of absence for the last 5 months. He's wondering, how can I earn my living? He's wanting some advice from me. But actually, he's forgetting about Arjuna. Arjuna also didn't want to work his job. Arjuna also, he threw his bow and arrows down. I cannot do this job. But Krishna wanted, no, you must do. But you offer the result to me. You see? So whatever you're doing, the real thing is this. Whether you're a brahmachari, a preacher, a pujari, a corporate worker in a multinational corporation, a mother taking care of it, whatever, children, whatever position you're in, if you're tinged with selfishness, you're not going to be happy. If you're acting for your own sense gratification, subtle or gross, you're not going to be satisfied. But in any position, If you selflessly act, this is Arjuna realized at the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, I have to stop thinking about Arjuna, what's pleasing to Arjuna, and I have to think what is pleasing to Krishna. As soon as he started thinking like that, you see, and his anxiety was gone. So it's not that I'm working in a multinational corporation or I have this particular service and it's not a pleasing service. No. It's my attitude. If I'm selfish, I will never be happy in any situation. And if I'm selfless, meaning devoted doing everything for Krishna and for my Guru Maharaj, if I'm selfless, then I can be happy in any position. So the key is we have to give up being selfish and have to become selfless. That is the process of becoming Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness is pure selflessness. That I'm no longer acting for my sense gratification. Now I'm acting for Krishna. Now I'm acting to please my spiritual master, to please Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. What is selfishness anyway? Where does it come from? Why someone is selfish? It is simply foolishness, actually. Selfishness is a manifestation of foolishness. It's like the example of the hand. The hand is selfish. It doesn't want to serve the body. It just wants to eat the food separately. And give me a gulab jamun. I don't want to share it with anybody. The hand just wants to enjoy the gulab jamun independently of the body, you see. Now, how much nourishment the hand will get by trying to enjoy the gulab jamun separately? It will not get any nourishment. So it is sheer foolishness to try to enjoy separately. It is complete idiocy. It is madness to try to enjoy separately. But if the hand will serve the entire body by putting the gulab jamun in the mouth, then the whole body becomes energized, the hand becomes energized, everything. So there is no advantage to being selfish to keeping the gulab jamun in the hand without feeding it to the belly. It is stupidity only, foolishness only. So selfishness is simply a manifestation of foolishness. So how do we get rid of foolishness? We have to hear Tamasi Ma Jyotirgama. Do not remain in the darkness of ignorance. Come to the light. We have to hear from the bona fide spiritual master. We have to hear from the sadhus. We have to hear from the scriptures. In this way, the foolishness goes away. And armed with knowledge, this is Arjuna was armed with knowledge. Then we can do that which is actually beneficial for me. So this is actually the perfection of selfishness. This is pure selfishness. As Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is one's highest self-interest. So real selfishness has become Krishna conscious because now you're doing the highest benefit for yourself. The selfishness of material life is so-called selfishness in one sense. Because you're not really serving yourself. Are you doing yourself any good by being selfish? Not wanting to serve anyone? Except yourself? Are you serving yourself? No. You're causing yourself misery only. So the real self-interest or pure selfishness is to serve Krishna. Because when you satisfy Krishna, then you become satisfied, fully satisfied. If I try to become satisfied by any other means in this material world, it will always remain imperfect. But when I give my satisfaction, when I give satisfaction to Krishna, then I achieve unlimited satisfaction. So we have a few minutes left. I can ask if there's any questions. Yes. I may need a hearing. You may have to repeat the question in my ear. I'm a little deaf. The microphone doesn't even help me. I'll try. My ears are pretty bad. And the echo from the mic doesn't work either. I'll try here. How he is
jealous lover,
envious lover, yeah.
Jealous,
same thing, yeah.
And we also hear we love our spiritual master. So how do we reconcile? Because you mentioned that Krishna wants.
He wants all our love. Yeah. This question is very nice. That I'm saying, actually, Krishna is saying. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion. If Krishna wants all of my love, as he states in Bhagavad Gita 9:22, then how can I love my guru? Right? If I love my guru, Krishna will be mad. Oh, you're loving, giving your love to the guru and not to me. What is going on here? Actually, guru is the means by which you give your love to Krishna. The guru, he is an agent of Krishna. Because you're not able to see Krishna, your eyes are covered by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. You cannot directly see Krishna, but Krishna appears in the form of guru. So actually, you must give all of your love to guru. And then, through guru, all of your love goes to Krishna. You cannot directly. In fact, that is stated in the Adi Purana. Yeme bhakta jana parata, nabe bhakta tate janaha, mad bhakta namchiye bhaktas, teme bhakta tamamata. Krishna tells Arjuna, if you're my devotee, you're not my devotee. But if you're the devotee of my devotee, then you're my devotee. So if you give all your love to Krishna, guess what? You didn't do it. You weren't successful. Krishna, I'm going to give you all my love. He says, well, who's your spiritual master? Well, I don't have one, Krishna. I'm just coming to you to give you all my love. Get out of here, rascal. Krishna says, unless you're the devotee of my devotee, you're not my devotee. So giving all of your love to Krishna means you must give every ounce of your love to your spiritual master. That's what it means. And then now you've given all your love to Krishna. So there's no contradiction. Next question.
Hare Krishna. As you told the reciprocation of Krishna with us, sometimes in my case, very little endeavor, I ask Krishna, please help me from this anartha, to remove anartha. Krishna used to reciprocate immediately. At that time, I feel that, yeah, Krishna is reciprocating.
What did he say?
Sometimes Krishna reciprocates immediately, and we can feel.
And sometimes, with a lot of endeavor also, Krishna, please help me, please help me, please help me, but he won't reciprocate. Then how should, actually, what is the problem?
Sometimes we ask so much, but he is not reciprocating.
That's your illusion, Prabhu. Krishna is always reciprocating unlimitedly at every minute. You just have cataracts in your eyes, that's all. You cannot see how he's reciprocating. You have to open your eyes and see how Krishna is reciprocating at every minute.
Yes, sometimes I am feeling that, yeah, he is reciprocated, but sometimes, never, many prayers, but you want to.
You're not seeing, that's all. You have to find a way to purify your vision by going deeper into the Maha Mantra, by going deeper into the philosophy, by going deeper into the books, by going deeper into relationships with Vaishnavas, by going deeper into taking darshan. Any devotional activity, if you will deepen, use that activity to deepen your Krishna consciousness, that will strengthen your vision so you can again see how Krishna is reciprocated. That's the answer. You've got to deepen your Krishna consciousness and then you will see. Krishna was there at every minute. He never neglected me, ever. I was thinking he had neglected me, but actually he's never neglected me. Krishna is unlimitedly kind. You have to remember that. He will never neglect. Next question.
Actually, I just set the example of the hand enjoying the gulab jamun. But the hand is not feeling, means hand came to know that, no, I can't enjoy this gulab jamun, so it is better to give to mouth. In our case, we are enjoying many times, but why we are not getting that? As Prabhuji has given the example of gulab jamun, if the hand wants to enjoy the gulab jamun, it can't enjoy. And when the hand came to know that, yeah, I can't enjoy, so if we give to mouth, the total body can get benefited. But in our case, we are enjoying our means. We never feel that, no, it's not. I can't enjoy. Krishna is enjoy. Why we are not feeling that? Actually, means according to the example as Prabhuji given,
the hand cannot enjoy gulab jamun, so she gives gulab jamun to mouth. But we sometimes cannot feel that we can't enjoy. We feel that we can enjoy.
Yes, and that is called maya. I'm thinking I can enjoy. And what is the result? More suffering. So, we have to then hear from the enlightened souls, the Mahajanas, Mahajano Yena Gatatapanta. We have to hear from the enlightened souls and follow their pathway. We have to give up this foolish pathway known as Indriya Seva. Because where does Indriya Seva lead you, Prabhu? It leads you straight to death. That's all. Indriya Seva simply takes you to death, that's all. So we may think, oh, it's pretty nice. Look at that beautiful girl over there. Is it? The mind may think that actually it is death. That pathway of sense gratification, it is death. We have to hear from the great sages. We have to have faith in these great sadhus who have chalked out the pathway, how to escape the cycle of birth and death. We have to put great faith in these personalities. Faith is the foundation, Prabhu. First thing is Shraddha. Without faith, nothing happens. You will not make any advancement. You must put faith in the fact that serving these senses is simply the pathway to death, and the serving Krishna is the pathway to liberation. You must have faith in this. And when your mind tells you something else, come on, give me some sense gratification, you have to say, forget it, you rascal. You have to become very strong. You see? That even in dreams, your Krishna consciousness is powerful. And not let your mind get carried away. Yes.
Gets pleasure also, like prasadam, nice kirtan, nice classes. So I am feeling happy through my senses. Is it selfishness or selflessness?
And you enjoying prasadam, nice kirtan, this is selfishness or selfish?
To enjoy that which is enjoyable by Krishna, that is a natural thing. Prabhupada, what was Prabhupada's order he gave us? Chant and be happy. So is it wrong to be happy? No, you're being obedient if you're happy, Prabhu. If you're not happy, you're disobeying Prabhupada. So being happy is very good. Prabhupada's order, be happy. So be happy and take... And what is the prasadam for? So now let us take this prasadam to our full satisfaction. But don't take too much. You see, then it becomes sense gratification. We simply have to take what is necessary to keep body and soul together. That is the instruction. Of course, Prabhupada would sometimes encourage the devotees to eat more. It's like in the early days, he told at 22nd Avenue, he told them to eat, he encouraged them to eat more and more and more and more, and they would just roll over and lay on the floor after the prasadam. They would just stuff so much. And then Prabhupada told them, now eat less. He changed the order and told them to eat less instead of more. So when one of my godbrothers said, but Swamiji, you tell us to eat more, and now you're telling us to eat less. He said, you didn't have any problem following my instruction when I told you to eat more. So anyway, it is natural to relish those things which are pleasing to Krishna. It is a very nice thing. It is a natural thing to relish the wonderful mellows of bhakti. Bhakti rasa. Bhakti rasamrita. You see? It is stated in the Nectar Devotion, the pure devotional service puts one in the transcendental bliss. So if you're feeling happy in the kirtan, if you're feeling happy in the association of devotees, if you're relishing Krishna prasadam, that means you're awakening your Krishna consciousness. If you don't relish the kirtan, that means you're not awakening your Krishna consciousness. So you must be jolly in the kirtan. You must be jolly in the kirtan. You must be happy in the association of devotees, preaching, taking prasadam, distributing books. This is the true entertainment for the soul. Some devotees, they say, well, you know, I really like to play sports, you know, baseball, basketball, this ball, that ball. But actually, these are for children. The big boys play some kirtan ball. The planet Earth, you see, it is big ball. And now, this ball is in the control of the team called the Asura team. And our team is the Asura team. So if you want to play sports, then let's play the big time sports and get that ball back, you see. I remember when I was a kid in high school in Texas, the big thing was the Friday night football game. And all the kids, we'd pack in school buses and go off to some place and watch the football game. It was a big thing. And we had one cheer, get that ball, and get that ball. Because if you have the ball, then you can score points. If the other team has the ball, they score the point. So we used to have a chant we'd do to encourage our team. We'd say, get that ball, get that ball, get that. We'd be chanting it, hundreds of people chanting it, get that ball. So that is our chant now, to get the ball. We want to get the planet Earth back in the hands of the Vaishnavas, you see. Ever since the Kali Yuga, this ball, the planet Earth, it has gone under the control of the Asuras, demoniac civilization, demoniac leadership. We want to bring back Ramraj. We want that this planet Earth shall again be under the control of the Vaishnavas. So that is our sporting activity, to get that ball for Prabhupada. You see? So that is the supreme entertainment. If you want to enjoy like anything in sports, then play some kirtan ball. Let's get that ball back from the in the hands of the Vaishnavas. Let's bring back Vaishnava Dharma to this planet, you see. Let's flood this planet with Prabhupada's books. Let's flood this planet with Harinam Sankirtan. Let's flood this planet with Prasadam. This is the supreme entertainment. So I'll stop here. And we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Kindly remain always very, very serious about awakening your Krishna consciousness and about making a revolution on this planet to save these poor souls who are lost in the darkness of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Yes, Grace Shimhansang Sankarsan Hatkari ki
jai.